Chapter 55. After he got back from lunch at Daisy's, Jesse called Suit into his office. As he walked in, the big man seemed to be moving with a little more ease than he had in recent weeks. Jesse wondered if he wasn't seeing Suit more with his heart than his eyes. He took a long look at Suit's face. The goofiness and boyish good looks were still there, but some of the joy had been drained out of him. His reddish hair had taken on darker tones, and gray threads were showing through. Getting gut shot will do that to you, Jesse thought. It was more than that, though. Suit wasn't a man made for light duty. Jesse guessed he'd always known Suit would detest working the desk, and Suit had certainly made no secret of his displeasure. When Suit was shot, Jesse had been only 100 yards away. Jesse didn't like thinking about that day last spring, when it had happened. 1,000 things had gone through Jesse's head when he reached Suit and saw the wounds. Not least among them was rage. Rage not at the man who had shot Suit, but at Suit for getting himself in a position to get shot. He thought he'd done a good job of keeping that to himself. "What is it, Jesse? Did I screw something up?" "Why would you say that?" "Because you mostly seem pissed off at me all the time." "No, I don't. If you say so, Jesse, you're chief." "I didn't call you in here because you screwed something up, and I'm not mad at you." "Okay, then what? You up for a little overtime tonight?" Suit couldn't hide his unhappiness at the thought of more hours answering phones and brewing coffee. On the other hand, he didn't want to ruin his chances of getting back on the street by whining. "Sure, Jesse, if that's what you need." Jesse laughed. Suit was confused. "Did I say something funny?" "You got it wrong. I don't want you in here." Suit's confused expression turned to joy before Jesse's eyes. "Relax, Suit. It's not full duty, either. But go home and throw on some civilian clothes. Then I want you to help canvas the blocks around the two fires. Peter and Ed are out there now, but you're better with people than either of them. Somebody must have seen something. Those two fires didn't start themselves, and they're miles apart." "You're thinking somebody must have seen a vehicle, otherwise how could the arsonist have gotten from one place to the other?" Jesse smiled. "That, or there were two firebugs at work. Go find me something." Suit asked, "Should I carry?" "Not your service weapon. This is officially unofficial. Remember, you're on light duty. If anyone asks, you volunteered to help after your shift. I'll take care of your overtime." "Thanks, Jesse. Don't get yourself shot." "You're welcome," is what Jesse said. "Now get out of here." It seemed to Jesse that Suit was moving even better than he was when he walked into his office. After Suit closed the door behind him, Jesse made 2 calls. One was to Tamara Elkin. The other was to Dix.